Hey, it's Andy Meadows live from Texas Motor Speedway for Media Day, talking to James Hitchcliffe. How you doing, sir?
Very well, yourself?
IndyCar driver, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Season kicks off in a couple weeks. You excited? That's March 11th, right?
Yeah, March 11th down in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's always a first race for us, and yeah, very excited. I mean, I think every year we say that the off season's too long, and you just can't wait to get going. You're really looking forward to that first one, and we've got a lot of changes within the team personally, but then also with the series. We got the new body work coming in this year, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you said new car, right?
Yeah, so it's all new aerodynamics. We've gotten to a universal body kit, so everyone's on the same stuff now. It's just the two different engine manufacturers. So that's that kind of differentiation between the teams and the drivers and everything.
So then it really comes down to the driver.
It's more in the team and the driver. The last couple of years we've had different body kits, and one had an advantage one track, one had an advantage the other. Now everyone's got the same stuff, so it's going to make the racing better, we hope.
Yeah, and Texas Motor Speedway, that's coming up in June. You've obviously figured something out about this track. You came in second last year, right?
Yeah. 2 years ago we were second, and then last year we were running for the lead and got caught up in a wreck. Yeah, but... No, this place is awesome, man. We love coming here in the IndyCar Series. It's always an exciting race, you know, and we had kind of new aero regs in 16, put on a great show. We had the track repave in 17, still put on a great show. We got a new bodywork kit for this year. I'm guessing it's still going to be a pretty good show.
Yeah. So, and I've got to talk about this. You know I'm going to. You were on Dancing with the Stars, and you almost won. You came
in
second.
I know. Who'd have thought? I mean, hey, that was a win for me, man. I went in it with the goal of not going home first. I just didn't want to come last.
And yeah, I would just not want to look bad. You know, I wouldn't want to look terrible on TV, but you didn't. You did great.
I appreciate it, man. It's tough. That's the thing. You practice in your studio with like you and your partner and maybe one camera guy, and even that's nerve-wracking because there's another person there. But then all of a sudden you go out for show night and there's 700 people in the room and like 10 or 11 million watching at home, and you're like, man, don't screw this up. This could be really bad.
Well, and they take you through every different kind of dancing too. So I mean, it's a lot to learn, huh?
It's a ton, and it's amazing how different the styles are. So like, you'll spend a week learning a certain dance and a certain style, and you'll think, all right, I got that. And you'll go out on Monday, you'll do your show, you're like, all right, I'm feeling good. And then you'll get to rehearsal on Tuesday morning, and they'll be like, all right, forget everything you learned last week. We're going to start from scratch this week on a whole new different type of dance.
You're like, wow!
Damn, like nothing translated. You know, it's crazy.
But it's probably good break from racing to try your hand at something else.
It was nice to try my hand at something else, but it was not a break. It was work. It was 7 days a week, 8 to 12 hours a day for 3 straight months, not one day off. You know, and they don't tell you that when you sign up, because I don't think anybody would actually do it if they tell you how much work's involved. You know, but no, it was a great experience. You know, Elio Castroneves, fellow IndyCar driver, he's the one that talked me into it because he had done it 10 years ago. He actually won it, so he set the bar pretty high. I didn't quite match him, but, you know, I still did IndyCar drivers proud, I think.
Yeah, so Indy fans are notoriously passionate. What's the weirdest thing a fan has ever asked you to sign that you could say on the radio?
Yeah, exactly. It's funny because you sign some weird things. They make some homemade things, whether it's albums of some kind, like a weird picture or whatever, But one of the things that threw me off so much was I was walking through Gasoline Alley at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, right? Yeah. And it was one of the practice days, and I came across this young kid. He must have been, you know, 10 or 11 years old, something like that. And he saw me, and he recognized me. He said, oh, my God, and I guess he hadn't seen any drivers yet that day, slow day at the track, whatever. And he's like, I need to get your autograph. I don't have anything for you to sign. And so he starts, like, looking all around, and he panicked, and he pulled off his sneaker, and he gave me his shoe to sign. And so, like, it's not, like, the weirdest thing in the world, but, like, the whole scenario was, like, man, this kid was, like, that. He's like, he needed to get a signature, and so he gave me a shoe, of all things, to sign. I'm like, whatever you want, kid. You
know, that's good improvisation from the kid, you know,
exactly
to come up with something that he can show off to his buddies. Talking to James Hinchcliffe, good luck this season, and thank you for taking some time to sit down with us.
Of course. Thanks for being here.
Andy Meadows live from Texas Motor Speedway Media Day.